Lord's good to us, isn't he? Yes. I thank you for his blessings, and I tell you what, it does fire me up. These young people singing the last three nights, that just absolutely blessed my heart. Thank God I can rejoice knowing, thank God, that the devil don't have them all. And I tell you what, us as older Christians, I tell you what, we don't need to sit around, just woe is me. I tell you what, we need to be example before, supporting them, backing them, thank God, and running before. I tell you what, we don't need to be like the children of Israel were when David came out there, just a ruddy young man. As he came out there seeing what was happening with the battle and coming to bring food to his brother, and his father had sent him out there, and there was Goliath. And we see him as he was there, and he looked at his brother, and he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? What is he? And they said, you're just being mischievous, put it in my words. You just want to get in trouble and all these things. And David looked at him and said, is there not a cause? Is there not a reason to fight on? Thank God. I believe we need to realize us as children of God, there's a reason not to sit down, not just to walk around and wonder what to do next, but thank God we just need to get into the battle and just dig in there, thank God, and battle right on. I tell you what, thank God, and I we don't need to get the new stuff. Thank God the old stuff will do just fine. I thank God for that. We realized as Saul put his armor on David, I can imagine this mountain of a man named Saul as he took his armor off and put it on this little lad, this helmet and his breastplate and all that and his sword, and David, the Bible says, is essayed to go. He started to go out through there. And he said, wait a second, this just don't feel right. I'll say this real quick. I've been around some of these contemporary services.
Right.
This don't feel right.
Right. Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes.
It just don't settle with me.
Right.
As like the children of Israel, when they didn't have when they were bringing the ark back then, they were shouting, but they just wasn't much power behind the Philistines. This is go up on against them. We won't get into that. But as David went out there, he essayed to go, and the Bible says, I haven't proved this. I haven't proved it at all. I tell you what, and I believe he just went out there with the power of God. He said, with this sling, I have slew a lion, I have slew a bear, and I'm going to slew this Philistine. I'm glad today, thank God, this old King James Bible is still proved, is still good enough, thank God. I believe old-time worship, thank God, is still, I believe, is still appropriate, and what a blessing that is, thank God. I still believe, thank God, praying and seeking the face of the Lord is still appropriate in this day and hour, thank God, and just being with a brothers and sisters in Christ, what a blessing that is, and I thank God for that.
Amen.
It's just good to be saved by the grace of an almighty God.
Amen. Amen.
John, 1 John chapter 3 says, behold, what man of love and father to those bestowed upon us, we should be called the sons of God. And I'm going to preach on tonight on the love of God.
Amen.
That's one of them inexhaustible topics.
Right.
We could stay here all night and all day tomorrow. I do not have all the English and all the things to describe the love of God, but thank God I have experienced it.
Yeah.
I thank God I've experienced the life-changing power of the love of God. I am so glad, thank God, when he saved me, by his marvelous grace, and what a blessing that is. I thank God for his love and what he done for me. I can't help but think of the cross and the burden he carried and all that he did for me. I can't help but think of the Garden of Gethsemane as he knelt there and prayed. And he prayed, Father, let this cup pass from me. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. I can't help but think that in the midst of that cup that he was about to partake of was the very fact was mine and your sins and the sins of the whole wide world, the condemnation, the guilt of the whole wide world. Do you remember how it felt the day that you got saved by the grace of God?
Right.
How that sin felt like a Mack truck on your back and you realized that you needed salvation? I tell you what, in the very fact the Savior of the world took every sin on himself. He tasted, he became sin for every man, and what a blessing that is. And as he knelt there in the Garden of Gethsemane, no wonder his sweat became as great drops of blood as there he knelt and prayed in agony, because he that knew no sin became sin for me and you, thank God. I'm glad tonight that he was carrying mine and your sins. And what a blessing that is. And then, thank God, he nailed them to an old rugged cross. We see the love of God as he stood in Pilate's hall, and they beat him with cat and nine tails there, and they jerked the hooks of meat out of his back. We see the love of God, and no doubt, as they stripped the clothing off of him, put on him a purple robe, and they platted a crown of thorns on his head. And as they platted a crown of thorns on his head, they knelt there and mocked him and said, "Prophesy of the hell, King of the Jews." Then they got up and smote him with the reed there that they had. No wonder we see the love of God all around us, and what a blessing that is. We'll never be able to describe the love of God.
Amen.
But thank God we can feel it.
Yes.
Amen.
We can experience it.
Amen.
And what
Amen.
A blessing that is.
Yes.
No wonder the songwriter who wrote the love of God said, if the ocean was filled with ink.
Right.
And he went on to say, if the sky was a parchment.
Yeah.
And he went on to say, if every stalk on earth was a quill,
yeah.
and every man a scribe by trade, when the ocean was drained of ink and the parchment was all filled up, we could just start to tell of the love of God.
Amen.
How rich and pure.
Yeah.
Thank God. I'm glad for the love of God tonight.
Amen.
I just appreciate how good he is.
Yes.
Of course, we know the love of God is a universal love.
Right. Amen.
For God so loved the world.
Yes, that's right.
That whosoever.
Right.
We ought to rejoice in that.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
I'm glad he didn't say only those that have Jewish blood in them.
Right.
Or only those that are rich and got so much financial needs.
Right.
Or only those that live so good.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm glad tonight, thank God, he said, whosoever
Amen.
Shall call upon my name shall be saved, thank God.
Amen.
There's one thing in your life, I'll tell you, you won't meet an individual that God won't save, amen.
Amen.
If they'll just call out on his name, and what a blessing that is. And I thank God for that, and I praise him for it. And
Amen.
I give him glory and honor
yes,
for
Amen.
Saving me, thank God. He Amen. Came by and found me, and what a blessing that is. We know tonight that is a universal love.
Right.
Sometimes in our, I'll say mine, judgment,
yep.
sometimes we pick and choose to think, can God really save that one? Yes,
right.
they can.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember one time going to Northeast Correctional Center. We was having a service over there on the main compound. And that was the first one we had. And as we had an altar prayer that night, and I got down between two individuals on each side of me, and as I heard them begin to pray and call out on God, this old boy just hushed up.
Yeah.
Man, it sounded like you talk about getting a hold of heaven. And I was knelt there and was real quiet and just listened. That was music to my soul, thank God. It did something for me. And if they come to find out, I didn't know at the time, both individuals on both sides, both individuals on each side of me had been, one had been on death row. The other one was in prison for his life for murder. But thank God, God reached down and saved them individuals, thank God.
Right.
As mean
right.
as they was, thank God. I'm glad God
right.
reached down and saved their soul, thank God.
Amen.
You can't get too mean to God saving. You can't get too good. I'll give that just a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, but thank God, you can't get too mean for God to save you. He'll reach down, thank God, and cleanse you, thank God, from all unrighteousness.
Right.
And what a blessing that is.
Amen.
And I thank God for that. It's a universal love, thank God, to whosoever, amen.
Amen.
I'm glad they'll be there someday. From every tribe, the nation, every creed, every tongue, thank God. There'll be some there singing praises to God. I don't know what language it'll be, but thank God, it'll be a heavenly language, thank God. We'll all understand, amen.
Amen.
As I told you the other night about listening to those folks over there in the jungle right up against the Vietnam. crazy American, I'd be a shouting out through the jungle. The missionary I went said, son, don't do that. Please, there's still live minds out there, and they find one every once in a while. You might find one if you go shouting out through that jungle.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a universal love, thank God.
Amen.
Don't fail to tell somebody. I got a real good surprise the other night, Brother Jason.
Yeah.
Saturday night, we went to sing over at the Brother Gary's Shoe Church, but
yeah.
I know it don't look like it, but we were having our 40th. I can see somebody about what you're having your 60th. We was having our 40th class reunion.
Yeah.
And as I was hesitant to go because I knew how I'd never been to one, and I knew how some of them was. Of course, how I was as a young man.
Yeah.
I was a little hesitant to go.
Yeah.
I said, well, I don't know if I'll go or not. I said, I'm going to go. I've heard some good news about some of them. And I will see what God's doing.
Yeah.
They were having their grand view there at the football field, and as I walked in, I turned the corner, and there was a man I used to play basketball with, and he got in trouble as a young man, and they were going to either send him off to prison, or he got the option of going to the military. He went to the military, joined the Marines, got saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
Just a while back, they announced his calling to preach.
Amen.
I walked and I turned the corner, and he looked at me and grinned a little bit. He said, I love you. We got there and got hugging and praising the Lord, thank God.
Yeah.
People thought we were crazy. We hadn't seen each other. I tell you what, in almost 40 years, and I tell you what, thank God, we were just fellowshipping. He got bragging on where the Lord had brought him from and what the Lord had done for him, thank God, and what a blessing that is. And I tell you what, one of my classmates, it just tickled me to death. She got up and she said, the graduation night, my dad told me something I'll never forget. Said, my graduation night, my dad told me to look around. This will be the last time you probably see this group of these individuals together. And she said, you know, I thought about that, and I did. I looked around. She said, but I want to plead with him. She said, I want to tell you, I want to have us have a class reunion in heaven one day.
Amen. Yes. Yeah.
She said, I'm just begging. If you're not right with God, we just had this revival at that class reunion. That was an open bar back there. And by the time Evan got done preaching, they let him speak. He said, you know better than let a preacher get up here. There wasn't nobody around that thing. They just shut up and left. Amen. I said, praise the Lord. We were having revival.
Amen.
Thank God. Sometimes we underestimate what my God can do. Amen.
Amen.
We sit back and say the thing. The world's going to hell in a handbasket. When we sit around, I tell you what, not telling the lost and dying world about Jesus Christ. Amen. We need to be about the Father's
business.
Red, black, white, whatever color. Amen.
Amen.
Tell them about Jesus Christ. Hug them up and tell them about the goodness of God. And show them the love of God. Amen.
Amen.
We sit in the church house and are praying to you.
Right.
Thinking everything's all right. I tell you what, we need to be in the highways and have the edges of it. Tell them about the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Well, glory. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. I'm glad, Brother Matthew, he knows exactly where we're at and what we're going through. Thank God. I'm glad he loves us that much. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. I praise him for tonight.
Amen.
But it's a universal love.
Yeah, right. That's right.
For God so loved the world.
Amen.
That he gave his only begotten son. I'll misquote this, but Romans chapter 5, if you would. Romans chapter 5. I'm glad, and it's not only a universal love, but thank God, I'm glad it's a undeserved love.
Right.
Romans chapter 5, if you would. Romans chapter 5, verse 7. Let's go back to verse 6, excuse me. Romans chapter 5 and verse 6 says, for when we were without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Let me read that one more time. Maybe your mind's on the football game or
baseball game or this or that, but let me say this tonight. In due time, look what it says. On just at the right time, when we were without strength and in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. I say hallelujah to that, thank God. He didn't die for the righteous, but thank God he died for the ungodly. And I put myself in that place, thank God. All I am is just an old sinner saved by the grace of God. I stand before you as someone that deserved the devil's hell, but thank God by God's amazing grace, amen, he reached down, thank God, and picked me up out of the mire and clay. Set me on a solid rock, amen. And he established my going, Brother Patrick. He became my best friend, thank God. He's my good shepherd, amen. And he'll never leave me nor forsake me, thank God. What a blessing it is.
Amen.
In due time, just the right time, when we were without strength, Christ died for the ungodly. For a righteous man, I say, I'll misquote you, so let me read it. It says, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet preadventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But look what it says here, but God, yeah, thank God, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I say hallelujah, thank God. While we were yet sinners, Brother Patrick, Christ died for us, thank God. He didn't die for the righteous, but thank God he died for the ungodly, the ones that needed help, amen. The sinner man along the way, thank God, that the curse of Adam had drove down, amen. And all they could do is look up. I couldn't help but see, Marina was a scene about the man in the middle there. I can't help but see the thief hung on the cross there, and he was looking at our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah. And he said, this man, he don't deserve what he's getting.
Right, right.
And all he did, thank God, he just said, remember me.
That's it.
Just remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom. Jesus Christ looked at him and said, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Hallelujah, thank God. Sometimes we get tangled up, and there's a lot of people get confused. The devil tell them, well, you may not have said the right prayer. You may not have said it just right. Did this just right? I tell you what, it ain't about what you did. It's about who he is, amen, and what he can do. I say hallelujah. Thank God, by the way, the day I got saved, I didn't get a word out of my mouth.
Amen.
Woo! Thank God. I didn't say repeat after me anything like that.
Right.
But by the grace of God, when I hit that altar, he already knew what I needed.
Exactly. Yes, amen.
He seen the heart.
That's right.
If it don't come from the heart, it ain't no good anyway.
That's right.
If it just comes from the lips, you're just as false as you ever was.
Right.
But thank God, when you get down to prayer, you may not just mean when your words up and say something that nobody can understand. But God knows what you're saying. Amen.
Right.
And you can be saved by the grace of an almighty God.
Amen.
I find in the scriptures where Jesus Christ told a parable about two individuals who went up to the temple.
Yes. Yeah.
One
Amen.
Was a Pharisee and one was a publican.
Right.
Now the publicans, they were hated. They were tax collectors for the Romans, and they would a lot of times would skim off the top, or they would charge people too much, and man, they were hated. They were dishonest.
Right.
I mean, Zacchaeus, he said, if I took anything, I'll give it back fourfold, amen.
Yeah.
But we find in this that the Pharisee stood there and prayed with himself.
By himself, amen. Might as well.
Well, he said with himself.
He did, amen.
That's
what it says.
Old self-righteous is talking to himself.
Amen.
I mean, that's all. His prayers wouldn't get nowhere.
Right.
He was talking with himself. He's praying with himself.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus said.
Yeah.
He said, I thank thee that I'm not as other men.
Yeah.
Extortion, adultery, all these other things. He said, also, he said, by the way, Lord, I tithe. And I fast twice a week.
Yeah. Lord. Yeah.
I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
He was a Baptist deacon, a Baptist anyway. Kenny, I love Kenny, but thank God for the mercies of the Lord. Amen. And I'll say this just real quickly. I've seen it happen, or I've experienced it along the way. Somebody thinking, well, I was raised in church, and I went through all the motions, and I've done this in Sunday school. I've done all that. I tell you what, the devil don't mind if you die and go to hell off a church pew or off a bar stool. Right. Either one.
Amen.
In eternity without Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You better make sure your sins are under the blood. The only thing that makes us righteous today, thank God, is the blood of Jesus Christ and His righteousness. Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
That's the only thing that's going to get us there. The only way I'm going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, thank God, is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And what a blessing. That crown of righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
What a blessing, thank God.
Yes. Amen.
I don't know about crowns with jewels. I know we will lay crowns at His feet.
Yes.
The elders lay crowns, but I believe there's going to be a crown of glory, a crown of righteousness.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yeah.
What a blessing.
Amen.
Thank God. All these crowns. The Bible says as well, there's an undeserved love. Let me get on down to here. But God commendeth. I like that word there. That means made nigh to, amen. The love of God is not far off.
Right.
Salvation is nigh. Only, thank God, a contrite and a broken heart whispering out to Jesus Christ that I need to be saved.
Right.
Thank God He'll save you by His marvelous grace, and what a blessing that is. But God commends His love toward us. But not only that, but thank God, the love of God came down. Thank God, walked in shoe leather here on earth. Thank God, hungered like other men, thirsted like other men. Thank God, felt pain like other men. Thank God, and then was nailed to an old rugged cross for me and for you. Thank God. I'm glad God commended His love toward us. Why? While we were yet sinners, amen. Christ died for us, amen. I say hallelujah to that.
Amen.
He died for us, amen. It wouldn't hurt somebody to stand up and just say, He died for me. Thank God the devil has aggravated you, gave you down the road, and you ain't got the victory. It wouldn't hurt us, thank God, to stand up, wave a hand a little bit, and say, Jesus Christ died for me. Thank God, when I was lost and undone, thank God I was on His mind. When He was on the cross, thank God, He was thinking of me. And for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross, thank God, despised His shame, thank God, and is set down at the right hand of the Father. Consider Him, amen. Just consider Jesus Christ, amen. How much He loved you,
amen.
You didn't deserve to be saved. I didn't deserve to be saved. None of us deserve to be saved. But I'm glad He saved me. Thank God for that. It's an undeserved love. What a blessing that is. Thank God. It says much more than verse 9. Being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. I say hallelujah. Let me say today, the love of God is exhibited every day. When you're able to get up and walk and be able to see, put one foot in front of the other, or when you go to your refrigerator and open the door, and there's food on the inside. A warm place to lay your head, the love of God is exhibited every day.
Yes, sir.
Carrying your burdens, your cares,
amen.
Your words, thank God, the love of God's exhibited every day, thank
yes,
God.
Yes, amen.
The sunshine. The breezes, thank God, the things around you. The love of God is exhibited every day. We fail to recognize Him and praise Him for it.
Yeah.
He loves us, thank God.
Amen.
And what He's got prepared for us on the other side, I tell you what, we can't even imagine, thank God, what we can. He's got prepared. But we find some other things down through here on into the Scriptures over Romans chapter 8. And I'll say this, and I've said it many times. This, in a lot of ways, is... This scripture means a lot to me, and I'll explain why in just a little bit. Let me say today that it is a separable love as well, thank God.
Right.
I'm glad today that we cannot tonight be separated from the love of God.
Amen.
I'm glad when I got born again, I got eternal life, and I thank God for that.
Amen.
I'd have lost it a long time ago if it were up to me.
Right.
But I thank God for eternal life.
Yes, sir. Amen.
What a blessing that is.
This love is an inseparable love, inseparable. The Bible says right here in Romans chapter 8 in verse 33, said, who shall lay anything to the charge to God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, also maketh intercession for us. Hallelujah. I'm glad, thank God, that when the old accuser stands before and brings up my faults and failures, thank God, I'm glad I've got an intercessor there, thank God, and said the blood has been applied, thank God. He's justified. Is the sin is taken care of. When that old accuser, that prosecutor says he's guilty, thank God. I'm glad that my holy magistrate there in heaven, thank God, says it's already been taken care of. The fine's been taken care of, thank God. The price has been paid. His sins are under the blood. I say hallelujah. The Bible says here, it says in verse 33, who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
Amen.
Shall tribulation. Has anybody been through some tribulation down here? Some hard times? I mean some gut-wrenching times. The love of God was still right there.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
I mean, nights you worried and things come against you that you couldn't understand. Tribulations down here on this side. Jesus Christ said, you're going to have troubles. You're going to have tribulations, but thank God, my love will go with you.
Amen.
Thank God, it'll be right. Childish tribulations or distress, thank God. I tell you what, we've been in some distressful times and things in our life. I tell you what, but he said, look what he says as well. He says, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword. He said, as written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. I can't imagine. I think about the Apostle Paul and why he penned this down. He had experienced all this through his ministry. He experienced hunger. He experienced persecution. I mean, they stoned him and threw him outside the city for dead. He was in the deep. He was in a shipwreck. 5 times they put stripes across his back. 39 times. 195 times they were stripes putting across the back of the Apostle Paul. Could you imagine the scars that was on his back at where he had been beat 5 times? 3 times he had been beaten with a rod. He's been stoned. All these things along the way. I tell you what, but thank God he realized the love of God was right there through every bit of it. Amen. Every trial, every temptation, every battle, thank God. The love of God was right there. Amen.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen. Never leave. Amen.
Say, preacher, you get excited.
Yes.
The closer I get home, thank God, the more excited I get about this thing. The more I experience this old world and what I've been through, and thank God and what riches I've found in Jesus Christ, I tell you what, thank God I get more excited. Some of you win the lottery tonight, you'd be a shouting around like crazy. I got something better than the lottery, amen. Thank God I got Jesus Christ, thank God. That lottery, that money's going to vanish. But thank God the love of God will last throughout all eternity, amen.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Yeah! Thank God.
Amen. Amen.
Aren't you glad for that? Thank God. Yeah. That love of God is that inseparable love. Thank God in our lives. The Bible says as well. He says, for it is written, for verse 36. I'm sweating and these glasses, I can't see, but we'll get there. But for as written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Let me remind you real quickly, we're on the winning side.
Amen.
Amen.
All things.
Jesus Christ said, I'll build my church. Mm-hmm. You part of the church.
Amen.
I'm not talking about Mount Lebanon.
That's right.
But I'm talking about those ones. Lift your hand if you're part of the church. I'm not talking about just Mount Lebanon. I'm talking about your names written in heaven.
Right.
He said, I will build my church. Not some preacher.
Right.
He'll use a preacher.
Right.
But he said, I will build my church.
Amen.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail.
Amen.
I hope that gets a hold of you and you run up and down Beards Creek like a wild man. And they have to call Boone Police or a sheriff's department come and get you. Just lose your dignity for a while.
Amen.
You say, preacher, that'd make me nervous. I tell you what, you're going to be nervous when we get to heaven with me. Amen.
Amen.
When we step out, thank God, and there's no more pain, no more cancer, no more death, and no more heartache.
Right.
I tell you what, those that have been crippled all their life, those that have been blind all their life, I tell you what, those that have wrestled with physical ailments all their life, thank God, are going to be set free. They'll have brand new glorified bodies, and we'll be right in the presence of Jesus Christ himself and see him face to face. Yes, I'm going to act a little peculiar. I tell you what, when I get there by the grace of God, you say, preacher, what are you talking about? I think about this. I remember some years ago we were preaching over there to prison. I believe Brother Greg Thompson was driving the van, and Brother Bill McGuire was with us, and we needed help with Brother Greg driving the van. Right, Shirley? I'll go right on. But anyway, Brother Greg was driving. I believe Brother Eric Cornett was with us, and Brother Marshall Shipp, and Brother Bill McGuire said, fellows, we was going up through the gorge, and Brother Bill said, I feel like we need to pray. Brother Greg whipped it over there in one of those pull-offs, and we got pulled out, rolled out of that van, and just started praying beside 421 there. As we got done praying, I heard somebody shouting. I looked at his Brother Bill McGuire running up down the yellow line on 421 in the gorge. I said, Law, if somebody sees this, they're going to call the police. They're going to bring out the straight jackets, and we're going to jail. They'll think we're lost it, every bit of it. Old Brother Bill's now running up and down the streets of glory. Thank God, yelling. Yeah, thank God he's no longer running on the asphalt of this old world. But right now, thank God, he's to be absent from the body. He's to be present with the Lord. Thank God, what a blessing that is. But thank God, let me go on here. I'm allowed to preach all night. I don't know about you, but I feel pretty good in my soul. If you get hungry, I tell you what, go get you a snack, come back. We'll still be preaching, amen. But thank God, God's good to us, and I love him tonight for all he's done for us. Thank God. I love him. Why? Because he first loved me.
Amen.
Let's say, thank God, we could get into this and we could go all night. We could run out of breath before we even start to get into the love of God. But verse 38, for I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. That pretty much gets all of it. Nor height, nor depth, well, glory. Woo! It said, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Hallelujah to that. Thank God. Take that, devil. Amen. I remember, I'll tell you real quickly why this scripture means so much to me. My mama had battled breast cancer for, I guess, close to 10 years. All in all, she had taken treatments, and man, I watched them just completely burn her up. Just to be honest with you, I watched her suffer through some pains. And I remember last time it came back, she looked at me and said, Andy, I'm done with treatments. I said, Mama, whatever you want to do. So I put it in the Lord's hand. I'm going to live this. Long as I ain't going to do that again. But I remember she was getting pretty bad, getting down. Lisa and my sister-in-law was up taking care of her and helping her there during the day. And I was at work, and Jim called me, my oldest brother, and said, Eddie, Mom's not doing so good. I need better come on home. Won't be long. I left word coming out 241 from West Jefferson as I crossed Lindley Hill. You know what scripture comes to my mind? Nothing's going to separate us from the love of God.
Amen.
Neither height, nor death, nor principalities, nor powers, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. This old boy, as he crossed Lindley Hill, coming down toward the Twin Bridges there at Deer River, I tell you what, I was shouting. I was praising God in that old boy's Ford truck.
I was shouting to the top of my voice, thank God. You say, preacher, you was about to go home. I didn't look about to go home and say goodbye. I was about to go home and say goodnight for a little while. I remember going home and I hugged my mom up and I'd seen her fight. And I'd seen her fight against cancer. And I hugged her up and I said, Mom, if you're fighting for us, we'll be all right. God take care of us.
Amen. Amen.
It wasn't long. She went alone. Guess what a priest told me to do through you.
Yeah. Amen.
Neither death nor any other creature.
Yeah.
Whatever we go through, thank God. Nothing is going to be able to separate us from the love of God. Amen. No matter what you face in life, no matter how much stress you face, no matter what you go up against, thank God. I'm glad nothing is going to be able to separate us from the love of God. By the way, let me say this. The love of God constrains us as well.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
You know why? First of all, why I don't go back out into the world what I used to be? I got something far better.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Yeah. I got sick of the life I was in. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
But I got so tired of sin, I said, God, I got to have something better.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I remember walking through these jails up here with all the jail, and I need to get back up there. They shut it down before COVID. I need to get back up there. I remember going through those jails, and those men that were making light and seeing things, I knew I'd try to talk to them, but most of the time it didn't do no good. Every once in a while, you know, boy, look through this jail, tears in his eyes, I said, I'm tired. I said, God, convict me.
That's right. That's right. Right. Right.
When you get tired of seeing, when you get tired of alcohol, when you get tired of drugs, when you get tired of life you're living, I tell you what, thank God, I believe there's a God in heaven who will hear your call, thank God, and he'll pick you up out of that old mess, thank God,
Amen.
And make a difference in your life.
Amen.
But I'll say this, the love of God ought to constrain us.
That's right.
Knowing that one died for all, we ought to die soon, each and every day.
Amen.
He loved us that much, thank God. He left us with the riches of glory. As well, which is quicker than the love of God, is a chastening love.
Amen.
Has anybody ever been here being taken to the woodshed by the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. With him?
Yeah.
Yeah. He says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten.
Amen.
Aren't you glad you had your parents that loved you enough to give you a whipping?
Amen.
Yeah. But he said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. I'm glad for the love of God. Stay right with me. I won't be too much longer. I'm enjoying myself.
Amen.
I don't know if I'll be able to speak tomorrow, but thank God we'll go right on. Brother Clint gave me a note one time. He wrote down on that note. He said, I don't want to go into heaven healthy and everything good. He said, I want to go into heaven wore out, run down from going for Jesus Christ, and lifting up my hands and saying, wow, what a journey. Thank God, I want to go for the Lord. If I have to use up my voice, several years ago, they took some nodules, I guess it was, off my vocal cords. I don't know if that was the right thing to do at the time, but I was doing what the doctor told me. And he said, Andy, what you need to do, you need to preach for about 15 minutes real softly with a microphone. And that's all I'm allowing you to do.
Yeah.
I said, preach. You know where God brought me? I said, doctor.
Yeah.
You know where God brought me from?
Yeah.
I'll just use up this voice while I got it. He'll give me a brand new one day.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that. What a blessing that is. But the love of God will constrain us. It's the love of God that will chasten us as well. Let me go on here and I'll hush with this. Over in 1 John, if you would. 1 John. Very important. I believe this needs to be heard. It seems like I've wore this out at times, but I look at the state of the church anymore. And let's go back to chapter 3, first of all, and then we'll turn on over to 4. But we see the state of the church and people that call themselves Christians today.
Right.
And I believe we need to look in the mirror of the Word of God and check up.
Right.
Look what it says here in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 14. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren.
Let me say this today. The love of God is a transferable love as well. When you get saved by the grace of God and the Spirit of God comes into you, the first fruit or first part of that fruit that comes inside of you is love.
That's right. Amen.
If you don't have the love of God, you're not of God.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Woo!
Amen. Amen.
Devil can't stand this. He likes to see old discord and malice in the churches. Right. People backbiting and talking about one another and running one another down. I tell you what, that's what the devil likes to see. But let me say that. That's not of God.
Right.
I will say this. If you have a vacant store anywhere around in the community, just wait a little while, put a for rent sign on it. You'll have a bunch of disgruntled Christians want to come rent it because they're mad at the preacher up the road.
Right. Amen.
Whoa. Shouldn't have said that, preacher.
Amen.
Woo! Thank God.
Amen.
And they think you're going to get to heaven. Stay right with me.
Amen. Go ahead. Amen.
If you can't get along down here, they're not going to have a rapture. Then what would you call it? A delayed rapture?
Right.
Because of them, they can't get along.
Right. Right. Go ahead.
Best my Bible says that we're going to go up together.
Amen.
I'll meet you right there in the place. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye.
Amen.
I brought my phone to church. That's one of the only times I've ever done that. I had the stopwatch on. A twinkling of an eye is about 1/10 to 4/10 of a second.
Yeah.
I put it on the stopwatch there, and I pass it around to the church and see how quick people can do that. One of the young men there, he got it in about 3/10 or whatever of a second. Kenny over here, he's about 8 or 9 seconds. I said, son, you missed right. You done missed the rapture. It's from 1/10 to 4/10 is how much a twinkling eye is. And thank God we're going to be caught up together.
Right. Right.
Yes.
Together.
Amen.
If you see anybody around here that you don't want to spend eternity with, you better get things right.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
People sit in churches, have grudges back and forth. They say, Lord, bless me. Well, I'm in the Word of God. Just stay right with me.
Right.
Amen.
That's the book. Amen.
Well, holy. It's good.
Yes,
it's better failed than holy. Thank God, I feel pretty good in my soul.
Amen.
I'm liable to stay here all night and just camp out and have me a spell.
Amen.
Thank God. I tell you what, we'll see you tomorrow night. Whatever. Thank God, I feel pretty good in my soul.
Amen.
Look what it says down through here.
Yep.
Jesus Christ. Let me. While I'm right there. Jesus Christ said. He said. What mark will the world know that you were my disciple?
Right.
Is it the same glass windows? Is it the steeple on the building? Is it the crosses you wear?
No.
He said the world will know tonight that you're my brother.
Yes.
That you have love. One to another.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Amen. John 13.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
That is a signature of a Christian. You say, preacher, I get my feelings. It gets hurt so easy. Bless your heart.
Yeah, go ahead. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Do you know what they done to me? You know what? Who talked about me? This or that? Do you know what they did to my Savior?
Yeah.
And he hung there and said, Father, forgive me. For they don't know what to do.
That's right. Amen.
Yes, I've been done wrong along the way. I've had battles and things. I tell you what, but thank God, I'm glad I got the love.
Yes.
In my heart, Brother Roger.
Yes.
I tell you what, if you want a few battles, just try to pastor and preach it for a while.
Amen. Amen. Amen, brother. Amen.
All right, let me go on. I'll put you to sleep. You'll miss the whatever clock news and be mad at me. Look what it says here. It says, we know that we pass from death unto life because we love the brother. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. This is not out of the Reader's Digest. This is the Word of God. This is what we're going to be judged by when we stand before Him. He said, He is a murderer, and you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. I pastored a little church for a while, just a little while, not very long. I realized real quick that I had made the wrong turn on the road, and my convictions and their views were completely different. But I had a man stand in a church who was a deacon in that church and who was in his 70s at the time, pointed out toward the graveyard and said, there's a man laying out there in that graveyard I'll never forgive. And it made me, and I look back now, I was just dumbfounded by what he said. I couldn't believe what I was hearing, because I should have preached for a little while.
Right.
I worry about somebody's salvation when they make statements like that. And this is what a lot of times churches have for spiritual leaders in the churches.
Amen.
Bible says, I'll go on, hereby perceived, verse 16, hereby perceive we the love of God. Because he laid down his life for us, we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whosoever hath this world's good and seeth his brother hath need and shut up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelt the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth.
Amen.
Hereby we know that we are the truth and are assured in our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth these things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, we have confidence toward God. Bible says as well, let's turn on over to chapter 4 in verse 19. Chapter 4, 1 John in verse 19. It says, we love him because he first loved us. Verse 20 says, if a man say I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's the gospel.
Amen.
It's a transferable love. Paul Green, I remember his testimony many times. We'd go down on Tuesday nights and pray. I tell you what, for 35 years, he probably or more, went down on Tuesday nights many times by himself, opened the doors of Mount Perrin Baptist Church, went to that altar and prayed. I guarantee you, he prayed for me many times. He said the Lord woke him up one night and said, I want you down there on Tuesday nights praying for the church, praying for the people, making intercession. He said he was criticized. Said many people said, well, you can pray at home. He said, that's not what God told me to do. He said, I want you to go down there on Tuesday nights and pray. And he did for over 35 years. But he'd look at me and he'd tell me about getting saved down there at Stony Fork Church. He said, when I hit that altar and I come up from there, he said, I looked around through that crowd. He said, I loved everybody, wanted to hug everybody and tell them that I loved them. Remember Preacher Roscoe telling me about when he was, before he got saved, there was an individual, him and this individual, and he got into a fight and actually tried to, he said, we tried to actually at the time kill one another. He said, you know what God did for me when he saved me? He said he saved that individual and I got to baptize him.
Amen.
Don't the love of God make a difference in your life?
Yes. Amen.
Don't we need the love of God back in our homes?
Yes,
I'm going to say amen right there. We need the love of God back in our homes.
Amen.
We need some dads with the love of God in their heart.
Amen.
We need some moms with the love of God in their heart. Things wouldn't be messed up as they are if the love of God was in their hearts.
Yeah.
But I feel like tonight, if you're here lost, this altar's open. If you've never experienced the love of God, I ask you to do that. You'll never get over it You'll never get over experiencing the love of God. You'll never be the same person again once you've ever experienced that love of God and Him say, I forgive you, you're one of mine, and I'm going to stay right with you to the end, through thick and thin, through good and bad, when you're not so good, when you're so good, thank God I'll be right there with you, thank God, when everything's going right, when everything's not going right, I'm going to stay right with you all the way.
Amen.
He made that commitment to me, and He's kept His end of the bargain. But if you're here tonight and you're lost, it'll be a good time to come around this altar. God's here. The Spirit of God's here. The presence of the Lord. He wouldn't let me preach tonight like He has if the Spirit of the Lord wouldn't hear. I know we're not shouting. I know I'm not jumping on a pew as much as I was the other night. But God's still here.
Amen.
And if God's knocking at your heart's door, I ask you and I plead with you and I beg with you. Your eternity banks on it. Where are you going to spend eternity? Whether you call out on Jesus Christ, whether you receive Him tonight, I encourage you to find yourself at this altar.
Amen.
And call out on Jesus Christ. But I feel led that we ought to do this tonight. Mount Lebanon, especially here, there has people that's been faithful to this church. There's been people who's weathered the storms. There's been people when they didn't feel like coming to church, they came to church. They were faithful to teach a Sunday school class. They were faithful to open up. They were faithful to give, to keep the lights on, the heat going, and all these other things, to keep a parking lot paved. These individuals, I tell you what, we ought to love them and thank God for them.
Amen.
I used to, Sister Velma Green, every time I saw her, she's in heaven now. Every time I saw her, I'd hug her up, say, Sister Velma, thank you for teaching my Sunday school class when I was a little child. Thank you for making me stand up there and read that verse you had written down. And I read it. Thank God it found a place in my heart. In her obituaries, I didn't realize there was that many, but in her obituary, there were 20 preachers that had went through her Sunday school class, and right here was one of them. You ladies that teach these youngins, don't you think you ain't making a difference? Don't give up.
Amen.
Keep on keeping on. Planting that seed.
Amen.
But I want us to do this tonight. I don't know if we ought to have music. Sometimes these pianists and organists get up here playing and nobody fellowships with them and they just look all by themselves. But I believe we can do it without music. I tell you what, Marina, would you come up? We'll get here since she's visiting with us. We'll sing the love of God on a hill called Calvary. Thank God. Well, I want you to do this. I want you to take time to go around the church. Just look around. You're going to spend eternity with each other. Not just a few minutes on Wednesday night and Sunday morning during revival. But you're going to spend eternity together. Might well get used to one another.
Amen.
But I want you to go around and just fellowship. Tell one that you appreciate them and love them. Thank God for just being faithful. For giving of their time. For being an example before you. For caring enough about you to say a kind word. Or maybe when you were hurting, they came by. Took time to pray with you. Old Brother Dewey Hicks, I miss him. Old Brother Dewey, as a young Christian, God always knew right when I needed. But old Brother Dewey is stout and rough as could be anyway. But he would come up behind me and take that big old hand and grab me. You say, preacher, was that love? Yes, it was. He did love. He grabbed me right around the neck and shake me and turn me around and look at me. And he said, son, you're going to be all right. And God always knew right when I needed that big hand to shake me and look at me and say, you're going to be all right.